The Milwaukee Artist Resource Network in Milwaukee. They would like $6,000. And Mario, your first.
Sure. So, for those of you who are artists on the panel, I'm really going to look to you guys heavily to correct me or elaborate on anything I say. This is an organization that's been serving artists for a long time, since 1999, providing tons of information and networking, resources, other career-building opportunities, and their numbers are really impressive. They've got 5,000 folks who follow them on social media. They've got two listservs, each reaching about 1,700 people, and this is a new component of an existing project. So they're looking for $6,000 to revise their website, and the money will primarily be used for the web designer, but some for related administration. They're currently rebranding the organization, and they're currently choosing the web design company. So we don't know who they are going to be, but we did see some examples of the kinds of folks that they're looking at. They say that they're going to be doing, or that the web company, once chosen, is going to be doing some surveying to get artists' input. And I guess my major concern about this is that I don't have any doubt that a website needs to be vibrant and up-to-date. I don't need to be convinced of that. When I did look at the current website, it does seem to have quite a lot of information and strong values. So there are two emphasis areas that they're talking about with the new website. The first one, which I think is great, is an online gallery that they're hoping will engage more individual buyers as well as more corporate groups to consider purchasing for their offices and corporate collections. But the second emphasis area is, quote, to enable artists to easily navigate the site, find services and tools to build their careers. And the problem for me with this application is that they don't make the case of what the current website isn't doing. I mean, I agree it could be made jazzier, a little bit more vibrant, et cetera, but what information do they not have access to, or what is difficult to navigate for them? So I look to the artists on the panel to help me out there. Otherwise, it seems to be a really solid organization with a capable, thoughtful staff and the right experience to do whatever they choose to do very well. They've got, obviously, a big following. They're obviously effective. I'm not quite sure whether they're hoping that new people will be attracted to MARN, maybe some corporate buyers and purchasers. Are they also trying to attract new artists as well as maximize the value to the current artists? And then evaluation, it seems to me that while one of the questions is appropriately, was there interest and were people, they spent a lot of time talking about the techniques that they're planning to use, but I didn't have it as clear as what is it that they're trying to find out, what does success look like. To me, it would be, the two questions would be, were there sales as a result of the online gallery that people might not have made without it? And the second question is, did it help further your career? And those don't seem to be addressed. So I really hope you guys have more to offer than that. To me, just the question is, they didn't really make a powerful case that there was stuff that artists couldn't get at present.
Okay, Carmela, she's thrown it right into your lap.
So, so this is pretty much a grant to refurbish, you know, an existing, you know, resource. I think my concern is how this improvement will really translate in people having better use of the resources in the website, artists and funders. I don't know what the projected outcomes would be to have this newly redeveloped website. I don't think they lay it out in the grant unless someone
Anyone else?
I think the first round, I really took from that shorter application that this was supposed to be designed to help artists. I don't feel like it was very clear in the second round. It really felt like they were doing an overhaul of their website, which a lot of people have to do every couple of years. But again, that really needed to be central and thinking through as an artist resource tool, and it got buried inside of the narrative. So I'm not sure if that's going to be a central design key feature that's going to separate them out. Additionally, I think their links to the other websites that they were looking at were, I took them as their front pages, opposed to looking at resources for artists, kind of like that were specifically doing that. So then I also got lost in, is this a website update, or is this really making sure that the functionality for artists is not lost in the overall web design? And I think that could have been a way to talk about it.
Based on my reading also of the previous application, they have an idea, but they didn't lay it out. What are the new features of that website that can really create new resources for artists? It is that if you're going to, redesign your website and expand it, then you have a list of features or things that website would provide to users. And I just didn't saw it in the grammar list. I overlooked it.
Anyone else?
I mean, I think that the website is very helpful in kind of centralizing artists that, they list their bio, kind of like their experience, headshots, some like work samples, at least in the iteration of the website now, which I think is very, it's a good resource for, the broader community to have. I mean, obviously, in order to be featured on that website, you have to pay to be a member of MARS, so just also keep that in mind as far as, kind of like the scope of who would be represented. And I think that a lot more could have been said as to the new initiative that MARN is rolling out. And again, I know this because, from the Milwaukee community. But, their, I guess, initiative to connect artists with, like, corporate art buyers as a way to kind of increase artists' sales. So I think this application could have really been improved by just listing a couple of those like goals of what they would want to see happen. For example, just having a baseline of what art is currently being sold through MARN. If there's none, then that's your baseline, and then anything that results from that is obviously a gain for the artist. So I think that there's an opportunity to really flesh out as to why this is an important element, other than just refurbishing a website to make it look sexier.
From minor actions with Milwaukee artists, I think MARN is really well respected and appreciated, and I think doing a website update would be an important thing to stay current, and if they can offer more services to artists, that would be great. I still think it's a project we're supporting.
To me, they just haven't made their case about whether they're trying to jazz up the website, which we all know needs to be done with every website, or whether they're going to actually create new content that'll help further artists' careers. So that was the missing piece for me.
Yeah, because is updating a website a project, the same question with the previous, is it a project from the perspective of the Wisconsin Arts Board? And I would think that if they would lay it out, what are the new components that we're building this website, and this is what artists will gain, and not only artists, you know, art supporters also use the website, and then I would have feel, okay, it's a project, it's not just, well, we need to fix the website, but
my understanding is currently that MARA is more for artists than for art patrons. Everybody else is understanding that. It would have been a real point to say, like, what we're doing is, like, changing our whole business model, and we're going after representing artists to patrons now.
The PDF is not searchable, but I think they cited it in the grant application that also our supporters use the website. That's, you know, something I think I got from the grant, but I cannot find it now because the PDF is not searchable.
Would be so nice if the PDF was searchable.
Yeah, something we'll put out to Smart Simple. I don't know if that's possible or not.
One other item to note. So they listed, you know, artists directly involved, 3 artists engaged in person as 1,000. And I think we get into a new area of engagement in this conversation where we as a field need to start thinking about online engagement and how we're following what's happening. You know, I've worked on other online centric adventures online, and you know, you want to get 4,000 hits per month and really kind of play with those numbers, which doesn't naturally fall in line with engagement, and it's a different way of thinking about it. It's not necessarily addressed in their narrative. They talk about their listserv that's closer to 1,700. So those metrics are an area that we as a community also have to start sifting out, because it is important for a lot of these organizations to have online presences that are really healthy. But we have to make sure that we have the possibility of giving them a good way of explaining their interactions.
So can you talk just a little bit more about that? Because that sounds important on a broader scale.
Yeah.
So what I'm hearing is that it's important for arts organizations to understand what healthy metrics look like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And how to do it. How to check, you know, go into your back end and check your metrics and see how many views on certain pages and how certain stories are being viewed differently, and that tells you what the community also needs. Especially when you are working online specifically, there are metrics that you can share that will make the case.
Like Google Analytics,
absolutely.
Maybe people, you know, search for your website.